This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Democrats are not buying President Donald Trump's bid to break the shutdown stalemate. On Saturday, he offered compromises on his hardline immigration policies. VOA's Steve Herman has details.
President Donald Trump says he's ready to break the logjam and make a deal with the Democrats. Give him nearly $6 billion for a steel barrier stretching 370 kilometers along the border with Mexico, and he will agree to 3 years of protection against deportation for some immigrants.
This is a common sense compromise both parties should embrace. The radical left can never control our borders. I will never let it happen.
But Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, where the Democrats are in control, is calling Trump's proposal a non-starter. The president's offer also faces criticism from some prominent conservative commentators who warned Trump that going soft on immigration would jeopardize his re-election next year because many of his supporters will desert him. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump traveled to Delaware's Dover Air Force Base Saturday to pay respects to the remains of four Americans who were killed this week in a suicide bomb attack in Syria, the deadliest assault on U.S. troops in Syria since American forces moved into the country in 2015, came as Mr. Trump prepares to withdraw troops, underscoring the threat still posed by Islamic State militants, even as he has claimed the group's defeat. Pope Francis expressed sorrow Sunday over the lost lives of 170 migrants who drowned in recent days in the Mediterranean Sea. The UN Refugee Agency has said 117 died or were missing after a smuggler's dinghy sank off Libya Friday. 53 others died when another migrant boat capsized a few days earlier. Survivors indicated their fellow migrants came from West African countries, including Nigeria, Ivory Coast, and Gambia. U.S. and Somali military officials said Saturday scores of al-Qaeda-affiliated fighters were killed during an attack on a government military base near the port city of Kismayo. This is VOA News. Congo's top court on Sunday confirmed Felix Tshisekedi's win, declaring him the president-elect of the country. But the fallout was immediate, Reuters' Grace Lee explains.
Opposition candidate Martin Fayulu rejected the result and has now declared himself president, a move that could stoke further unrest. Second-placed Fayulu has accused both Tshisekedi and Congo's ruling party of stitching up the poll. He says the results were a product of a secret deal between Tshisekedi and outgoing President Joseph Kabila. Kabila's camp and Tshisekedi's have denied making any such arrangement. Provisional results in the election showed Tshisekedi winning with a slim margin over Fayulu. But if Fayulu supporters reject the result, it could worsen unrest that's already seen over 30 people killed.
The process of submitting nomination papers for the upcoming presidential vote in Afghanistan concludes Sunday with President Ashraf Ghani and his ruling coalition partner Abdullah Abdullah among the candidates. The two filed their papers just hours before the Independent Election Commission closed the proceedings. This comes as an early morning suicide car bombing of a government convoy in the eastern province of Logar killed at least eight security forces, underscoring serious security challenges facing the country in the wake of a raging Taliban insurgency. The vote scheduled for July 20th is also under scrutiny because of the lack of serious reforms to prevent a repetition of previous fraud-marred Afghan elections. Thousands of women gathered in U.S. cities and around the world Saturday for the third annual Women's March. A protester took the stage in New York City. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At the downtown rally organized by the Women's March in New York City, protester Laura Loomer ambushed the stage, yelling that they don't represent Jewish people and it's a Nazi march. She was escorted away and earned a rebuke from organizer Agunda Okeyo.
What we're doing today is we're going to uplift each other and we're going to make sure we stay positive.
The controversy stems from Women's March co-leader Tamika Mallory's refusal to denounce Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who's known partly for his anti-Semitic rhetoric. Julie Walker, New York.
A Catholic diocese in Kentucky apologized Saturday after videos circulated online showing students from a Catholic boys' high school mocking Native Americans outside the Lincoln Memorial after a rally in Washington, D.C. The Indigenous People's March Friday coincided with the March for Life, which drew thousands of anti-abortion protesters, including a group from Covington Catholic High School. Videos show a youth staring at and standing extremely close to 64-year-old Nathan Phillips, a Native American man singing and playing a drum. Other students, many wearing Make America Great Again attire, surrounded them, chanting, laughing, and jeering. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.